It's always encouraging to get some positive data out of the South African agricultural sector and its interlinked industries. And this morning, 11 May 2026, we received some encouraging data from the South African Agricultural Machineries Association. They told us that the tractor sales in April 2026 totaled 548 units. That is up 4% from the same period a year ago. And if you look at the combined harvester sales for the same period, they were at 52 units. You compare that with April 2025, that is up 13% from that period. In the past, we would always look at the combined harvester sales and the tractor sales and almost treat them as an indicator of what's to come for the months or the season ahead. And I think they still play that particular role because they also give us insight about even the previous seasons that we're coming from, which influences the financial conditions of the farmers. But I think this time around, we have to try to interpret these numbers slightly differently because there are elevated risks in the international market. If you just look at the commodity prices in general, in terms of the agricultural commodities, they are under pressure because of the embargo crop that we are seeing in many parts of the world, in South America, in the US, and various areas, to an extent that those lower soybeans and maize prices, they are influencing what we are seeing also here in South Africa. That's an important component when we are thinking about the profitability of the farmers. And those ample supplies are coming into an environment where even ourselves in South Africa, for the 2025-26 season, we have an ample crop. We have a big grain harvest, for example, in terms of summer grain. Our estimated crop is about 20.8 million tons, up 1% from last year. But if you zoom into that, the major grains, maize is about 16.8 million tons. That's the largest on record. Soybean, we also have the largest on record, about 2.8 million tons. So all of these are leading to lower commodity prices. The maize prices at the moment in South Africa are down by anywhere between 20 and 30% from a year ago. Soybean prices are down by anywhere between 10 and 15% from a year ago. So from a profitability side, this is already something that tells us that all is not well thinking about the seasons ahead in South Africa. Now, this would be understandable if we were in a normal year where the input costs were not rising that much. But the input costs are rising quite a lot at the moment because of that war in the Middle East. If you think about fertilizer and the fuel prices, fertilizer prices have increased by over 40% since the start of that war. And fertilizer and fuel accounts for roughly half of the input costs of a number of commodities, particularly the grains and the oilseeds in South Africa. So you have this scenario of declining commodity prices because of these ample supplies, but your input costs are rising. And the input cost conversation begin to be important because we are harvesting now in South Africa the 2025-26 summer grain and oilseeds. But from October onwards, we will be planting the 2026-27 grain harvest. So we are pretty much closer to the start of another season. It's not like we can sit back and think that that war will end and then the fertilizer market will readjust. Looking at the months, even if the war ends, given the logistical difficulties that are there, it's quite clear that we may not go into the new season with the input costs that are as low and as favorable as what we have seen and enjoyed in the past. So that's another major risk. But add to that the fact that the weather conditions are also changing. We are already being told by many weather forecasters that we are heading towards an El Nino. Now, an El Nino in Africa affects all of us differently. Those that are in East Africa may receive above normal rainfall. But if you are in Southern Africa, that means that there's a higher likelihood of receiving drought. Now, if you are heading towards a drought, in an environment of higher input costs, but commodity prices are low, that is an ingredient for people to reevaluate what area plantings they should put out. And that's the number that we will be watching quite closely later in the year to say, what are the farmers saying? How much area are they going to be planting? Because the outlook going into the 2026-27 production season is pretty much tricky because of all of these dynamics. the higher input costs, as well as the uncertainty on the weather and the lower commodity prices. Of course, the commodity prices story may change because as soon as the worries about the drought kicks in, and you will start to see that the commodity prices will also surge a little bit, especially for South Africa, where we also have to be supplying a lot of our neighboring countries. So these are the risks that are ahead, and I'm outlining them to say, as much as we are looking at these tractors and the combined harvester sales, it may serve us best not to say these are excellent sales. Therefore, the season ahead, farmers are optimistic about it. I think that what we are seeing from these sales is that there may be orders that are delayed from the past seasons, but also the fact that, of course, the past seasons were good in South African agricultural sector. The finances were better, boosted by the 2024-25 season, and some farmers also, even in the current season, they may still be in a slightly better financial conditions, but I think they are by no way an indication of what lies ahead. And I'm talking a lot about the grain, summer grain, and oilseeds. But I mean, even if you're thinking about the winter grain, I mean, we've already seen that the area has declined. The winter crop farmers, especially wheat farmers, are planning to plant the lowest area in about 12 years. And part of the story is a rising input cost. It's a lower wheat prices, and it's an uncertainty about the weather conditions. For them, it's not so much of a La Nina, but the South African weather authorities have already saying, we will get below normal rainfall in the southwestern parts of South Africa, which include the Western Cape. So it's not a El Nino, I mean, story, but it's really the challenge that the weather conditions there is also uncertain. The El Nino story will kick in quite strongly, which is that likelihood of a drought as we head towards the start of the season. And again, the 2026-27 production season in South Africa begins from around mid-October onwards. So that's the interpretation, that's the context of how we should be thinking about these tractor sales. And I'll close by saying this: the tractor sales in April were again robust, up 4% from the same period a year ago at 548 units. Combined harvester sales up 13% from April 2025 with 52 units sold this year. And it's likely that even the May sales may be better. We are heading towards Nampo. There's a lot of activity that happens. Then orders get submitted quite later. But later on in the year, we may see that the agricultural machinery sales in South Africa may soften because of all of these risks that I've just outlined in this. Thank you so very much for listening.